We don't believe necessarily that the baptism is the salvation. That's not what we believe. But the baptism and why we go all the way under and come all the way up, this is a representation of our death to ourselves and our life in Jesus. Amen? And the reason we get baptized is for two major reasons. One, obedience, because God tells us to, right? And when you have Jesus living inside of your heart, when you're following Jesus, we obey, right? That's what we're supposed to do. So that's what these people are doing. And the gentleman, James, who's about to come up right now, Lady Lenny over here just got baptized this morning, and he's feeling impressed upon his heart. The Holy Spirit's telling him it's time for him to get baptized as well. He's obeying. Amen? And so this is an obedience thing. The second reason we get baptized, second primary reason, is we do want to show people, we want to mark ourselves as Jesus's. We're baptized as in we are no longer our own, we are Jesus's. And this is a visual representation of that. Amen? And so that's what we're going to do right now. And I don't know if he's back there or not. Is Roberto, is he good? Not yet? All right. I've got a few more minutes to talk. So, let me grab my Bible here real quick. I'll give you guys a little bit of what I was going to talk about in the sermon, which I will not have time for now, which is very exciting. I didn't know when I was planning this service, when we were planning this service, how much time we were going to have to talk. And so I'm actually really excited that there's not a lot of time to talk. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of this. We're going through Acts, the book of Acts, right? And we're in chapter 2 right now. We've talked about a lot of different stuff. The first part that happens in chapter 2 is the Holy Spirit comes in Pentecost. So chapter 1, Jesus goes back to heaven, and he leaves the Spirit, right? And the Spirit is that which indwells in us, that which changes us, that which draws us to him, to Jesus, right? That which reforms our mind, renews our spirit, that which makes this make sense, right? That's what the Holy Spirit does. But it also brings power in different manifestations in this church. And so that's what happens in Pentecost. And then from there, you have all of these devout people who have heard truth. It says at Pentecost, there were God-fearing people who heard the gospel the first time, right? They weren't necessarily Jesus followers, but they were God-fearing people. However, sometimes our minds get in our own way, and we need some explanation. So the first major sermon that was taught in the New Testament by anyone other than Jesus, this is what Peter does. He explains to them who Jesus is. So let me tell you who Jesus is. This is the Jesus that we serve. This is the Jesus that we're giving our devotion to. This is the Son of God. Let that sink in for a half a second. This is the Son of God who wrapped himself in flesh and took our burdens upon him, lived a life that we could not live to pay a debt that we could not pay. This is Jesus. He came to us while we were yet sinners. You don't have to be perfect to enter these doors. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get yourself clean to come be washed by Jesus. He does it. This is our Jesus. We don't have to act like we have it together. We're all in this learning process, and Jesus gives us his Spirit so that we can learn from him, the master, the teacher. This is our Jesus. And this is our Jesus who came, conquered death, well, died for us, came back to life, was raised by God, came back, showed himself alive, and went to heaven and will return one day. Amen? This is our Jesus. And the psalmist says, In Acts chapter 2, they reference the psalmist David who says, my hope is found in Jesus. So today, as we prepare to baptize another, maybe more, I'm happy to get my jeans wet. As we're here today, my question is this. From where do you derive your hope? And this isn't just for those lost souls who don't know Jesus. This is for you who know Jesus as well, who forget who our Jesus is and what our life should look like in following him. Are you letting Jesus be your hope and your joy and your sustain? There it is. That's the word I was looking for. Are you? Because we forget sometimes. Well, what do you guys say? Think we should get another person baptized? And maybe why you weren't going to this morning, but why you got baptized right now. By the way, I had the opportunity and the privilege to pray with James about a year ago, year and a half ago maybe. And so I know that James is a follower of Christ. But James, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story and why you're getting baptized today?
Basically because I was just sitting out there and I was really telling myself that I wasn't ready to be baptized. But like my heart was telling me that I was ready, and I felt like that was God telling me that it was time for me to change my life around for my kids and stuff. So I think it's about that time, you know.
Amen. Amen. Are you ready?
Yeah. All right, my arm.
So James, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And do you want to follow him all the days of your life?
Yes.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Well, I'm wet. Is there anyone else? Why don't we do this? We are preparing to close, but seriously, the water's warm. It's nice. If today's your day, just like what Jay was saying, don't let today go away. The moment's now. You know, so the ushers are going to come forward, and let me just say a couple other things about Acts chapter 2. And we were going to read portions of that today. Now I'm just going to encourage you to read this this week. But one of the things, there are three things that are noticeable in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit was at the root of everything, right? It moved people to understand. And everything followed the Holy Spirit's entrance. And then there was explanation. We have to read Scripture. We have to understand what Scripture is. Read your Word. Spend time with God. The words that Vivian said to Joe are profound, and they are for everyone in here. Build a relationship with God because he wants to be in relationship with you. He wants to reveal his truth to you. And that's what they did. That's what Peter was doing to the crowd. He was revealing truth. He was explaining that which they couldn't see. Spend time in your life group. Spend time coming to church. Spend time in Sunday school. Devote yourselves to understanding God. But here's the deal. It's not just about becoming smart or knowing everything. The reason that 3,000 people came to be part of the number of Christ followers that morning at Pentecost was because they acted. Don't let today convince you that you're not ready. Don't let today convince you that you're not enough. Because that's not what the gospel is. The gospel says, you're right, you're not enough, but I am. And I will do it for you. And that's the Jesus that we believe. Amen? So, worship team, you guys just sat down and got comfy. You guys want to come back up? And we're going to have the ushers come forward. And as they come forward, I'm just going to leave you with this. Today, place your hope and your trust in Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. With him, we have everything. Without him, we have nothing, even if we convince ourselves that we have something. Will you pray with me? Lord, we love you and we thank you. And what a morning that we can understand Father's Day, your Father's heart for the world, your creation. That while we were running away, you came and you reached for us. And you sought us out and you sent your Son to die for us so that we could be saved. Because your daddy heart was so broken and so loving for us. So we worship you this morning. This Father's Day, we honor you, our Father. And we pray that our offerings today, our offerings of finances, our offerings of worship and praise, our offerings of service outside, they would be extended. They would be extended into throughout outside of these four walls, into our community, into New York State, into the world. We love you, Jesus, and we follow you. And we give our lives to you. May our lives be honoring. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all. 'Cause Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leopard spots and melt the heart of stone. 'Cause Jesus paid it all to him I owe.